Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. Rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain, but last week in the U.S., rain fell mainly in the Corn Belt.
This past week has been pretty kind in general to the U.S. corn crop.
Not only have we seen stabilization across the Midwest, but even some improvement in condition.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says we're gradually moving more of that crop into the good to excellent rating category. And as we start this week,
57% of the crop rated good to excellent, and that is a 2 percentage point improvement from last week.
Rippey says helping improve things for corn have, of course, been rains in several places. However,
perhaps more importantly, temperatures have stayed down,
which is very important considering almost half the corn crop, 47%, is silking. And we know, of course, that's the stage when the crop is most vulnerable to heat.
But more important than corn condition is the crop development.
We have a lot of the corn crop in reproduction to early filling. Looking at the national numbers, corn silking 47% on July 16th, and that's a 25% increase from the previous week when just 22% was silking. So a really critical time here in mid-July at 47% silking is 4 points ahead of the five-year average of 43%, even further ahead of last year's 34%. And if you look at the heart of the Midwest, we saw at least one quarter of the corn crop entering and moving through the silking stage in 7 Midwestern states. That includes Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota, leading the way in the last week with a huge increase from 27 to 70% silking was Illinois.
Thanks, Brad Rippey. How about them beans?
Condition looking up this week.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says as we start the week, 55% of the soybean crops rated in good to excellent condition.
That is a fairly large 4 percentage point increase from last week. Just 13% now rated very poor to poor. That's a 2-point improvement from last week's 15%.
So rains have helped beans in several areas. However,
we continue to see a couple of states with at least a fifth of the crop rated very poor to poor, led by Missouri at 28%, followed by Illinois at 22%. Not too far below a fifth, we have Nebraska, 19%, very poor to poor.
Meanwhile, soybean crop development is surging ahead. This past week, we had
a jump to 56% blooming on July 16th. That's a 17-point increase from the previous week.
And a little ahead of the average pace and last year, too.
Thank you, Gary Crawford, for that report. As I mentioned, as of today, it's official, the Black Sea grain deal is done. No more grain out of Ukraine. And today, wheat prices are lower. What's going on? USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says this is most important for developing countries in Africa and the Middle East.
Before the initiative, very little grain moving, some of it moving overland at a very high cost, and then it's switching to the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has been really critical for those folks in Ukraine to achieve grain exports.
UN reports more than 32 million tons of food commodities have since gone from 3 Ukrainian Black Sea ports to 45 countries, moderating record food prices. U.S. State Department dismissed Russian claims being made again now that sanctions are holding back Russian grain and fertilizer exports, arguing those items are exempt. This is Inside Agriculture. We haven't talked about beef and pork yet this morning. One more break. We'll be right back.